I'm more jaded. I won't melt for Grayson Bennett. He kills the engine and pops his door open, obviously not going into the garage. I'm here. He wants to know why. He unfolds himself and straightens all 6'3" of his hard body, the wind catching in his thick, wavy dark hair, as my fingers often did in the past. He shuts his door, his unassuming faded jeans and long-sleeved black t-shirt hugging every hard inch of a body that is just as perfect now at 38 as it was at 35 when we met. Back when I was 27, his junior by 8 years, and his wisdom and confidence inspired admiration and attraction in me. He saunters toward me, his stride easy but no less predatory, while oozing power and grace. He stops in front of me, towering over me despite the step down I have yet to take. He's close, so very close. My gaze sweeps the hint of gray in his neatly trimmed goatee that I like a little too much. My lashes lower, and I breathe out before I force myself to look at him, my stare colliding with his potent green eyes, and even with all my inner dialogue about not reacting to him, I am. I feel every touch I've ever shared with this man right here, right now.
Mia,
he says softly, and I swear I feel his voice like a caress of his hand. Grayson, I say, and his name feels right and wrong on my tongue. So right, so wrong.
I didn't expect you,
he says.
Ever.
There is a sudden coldness to his tone that stabs me like a knife. I'm an attorney, and I'm good at my job. I maintain my control, and I do it well. But I react now when I don't want to react. This was a mistake, I say. Forget I was here. I step around him and off the stairs, but he catches my arm and turns me to face him. Heat radiates from his hand, up my arm and over my chest, and Lord help me, my nipples are hard.
There are many mistakes between us, he says. Don't make coming here and backing out another one.
He's right, but that's my only thought. I can't think when he's touching me. I've never been able to think when this man touches me. Can you not touch me, please? I whisper. He releases me like I've burned him when he's the one who burned me, his jaw hardening, his eyes icing.
Let's go inside,
he says, motioning me forward, and I know this man. I still know him so very well. I hurt him just now. Why do I care that I hurt him? He practically took a knife and cut me open. And yet I do. Grayson, I begin, not sure what I'm about to say or if I'll regret it, but he cuts me off.
Let's go inside, Mia,
he orders. Anger in the depth of his voice when he rarely allows anyone to see anger. But then, this is me, and I was always the one that broke through all that steel and control. Or maybe I didn't. Maybe I just thought I did because nothing was what I thought it was with Grayson. I head up the stairs, and he doesn't pull the power play of following me. That's not his style. He's at my side, and we fall into step as we walk to the porch, giving me the facade of sharing control. You don't share control with Grayson, you just think you do. That's where I went wrong with this man. I thought I was different. I believed I shared control with him. I believed I shared a lot of things with him, but I didn't. He owned me, and the problem is that I wanted to be owned. But those days are over. He will never own me again. He opens his door, and I don't know why I do it, but I look over at him, and when his eyes meet mine, I do just what I said I wouldn't do. I fall into the sweltering heat of our years of history and melt for this man in a way no other man has ever made me melt. I hate him. I love him. I hate him. And as if it somehow protects me from all that he is to me, I dart inside the foyer of his home. Chapter 2. Mia. The past, 2.5 years ago. I leave the first day of my job as an associate with my head spinning. The Bennett firm is a massive operation, expanding across the world and even outside the legal profession, which I now know is